Thank you for downloading Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine. This podcast series explores the latest findings in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep research as reported in the American Thoracic Society's American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Hi, I'm Steve Crane, Executive Director of the American Thoracic Society, known more simply as the ATS. And here to explain the significance of an important new study is Dr. John Hefner, past president of ATS.
Thanks, Steve. In the current issue of the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, Zanobetti and colleagues published an analysis of data from the Sleep Heart Health Study that demonstrates an association between air pollution and sleep-disordered breathing that has important implications for increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease. Scientists have long known that breathing polluted air increases risk for cardiovascular disease and excess mortality. Mounting evidence also supports a relationship between sleep-disordered breathing and several cardiac conditions that include hypertension, myocardial infarction, and cardiac arrhythmias. But no investigations have examined a potential linkage between air pollution and sleep-disordered breathing that might interact to further increase risk for cardiovascular disease. But this was the focus of the study by Zanobetti and colleagues entitled Associations Between PM10 with Sleep and Sleep-Disordered Breathing in Adults from 7 U.S. Urban Areas. These investigators analyzed data from the Sleep Heart Health Study, which is a multicenter longitudinal study of 6,441 subjects aged 40 years and older, designed to evaluate the cardiovascular consequences of sleep-disordered breathing. They limited their investigation to 7 of the 9 participating study locations because these 7 locations were centered in urban areas that had EPA information on air pollution available. They then obtained environmental information on air quality during the study period in the form of PM10, which is a measure of particulates in polluted air, and compared these data with measures of the population's degree of sleep-disordered breathing. The findings were novel and presented considerable public health implications. Increases in sleep apnea or hypopnea, as defined as the complete or partial interruption of inspiration during sleep, were associated with increases in air pollution levels in the summer months. Also in the summer months, increased pollution levels were associated with the proportion of time during sleep that subjects' blood oxygen levels decreased below 90%, which is a sign of clinically important sleep-disordered breathing. These findings are important for several reasons. They extend the growing evidence that demonstrates the role of air pollution in causing cardiovascular disease. But they also suggest a potential causative relationship between air pollution and sleep-disordered breathing, both of which independently increase cardiovascular risk. The authors present sound hypotheses for how breathing polluted air might impact breathing during sleep. Inhaled pollutants may migrate from the nose directly into the brain and interfere with central control of breathing, as demonstrated in animal models. Pollutants may also induce inflammation of the upper respiratory tract, causing airway narrowing and obstructed breathing. And finally, direct injury to the lung may cause impaired gas exchange, worsening the decreases in oxygen levels associated with sleep-disordered breathing. Regardless of the mechanisms, this study provides the first evidence that air pollution and ambient air temperatures aggravate sleep-disordered breathing. Considering that both air pollutants and sleep-disordered breathing cause cardiovascular disease, an interaction between these two factors may further accelerate the risk of cardiac disease and vascular conditions that underlie hypertension, stroke, and myocardial infarction. These findings suggest that reductions in air pollution might decrease the severity of sleep-disordered breathing and the associated drops in oxygen levels during sleep and thereby improve cardiac risk.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine, an ATS podcast on newsworthy research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. In addition to this series of podcasts, you'll find much more information related to critical illness, respiratory health, and sleep disorders in the patient education section of the ATS website, www.thoracic.org. I'm Steve Crane for Discoveries in Respiratory Medicine.